is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
What's Nicole yelling about?
She was in a waiting room for Yeezys, and she got in.
Which I thought the whole point of Yeezys, you had to buy them in person. So I don't know how that whole thing works.
I said, buy two, we'll resell one.
Great.
You'll pay for your first one.
How long were you in the waiting room for?
You don't want to know.
Yes, I think like overnight, right?
Since noon yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
And you just got in?
Yeah.
But I thought the whole point of Yeezys, you had to buy them in person.
So they do, like, they have specific stores that you can, which they're all around. The closest one to us is in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't do that. So you can go on and wait in a waiting room, and then they randomly select people to go in and purchase.
That's your lucky day. You should play the lotto.
Yeah.
If you think about it, Roy, though, she had a better, you would have a better shot if you lived locally to go to the store because they have an allotted amount.
Yeah.
And just the people from around that area would be pulling out of that pool. She's probably with everyone else across America who doesn't have access to those stores.
Yeah, buy like five pairs. I'll invest. And we can resell.
What's let me see these. What's so special about these Yeezys?
You want the all white ones, right?
Yeah, so they're the triple white Yeezy Boost.
Yeah.
Look them up.
The V2s?
How much are they?
Well, so here's the thing is right now when you buy them, when they first release, they're like $200. But then once they're all gone and they're resell, you can't get them for under $600.
Okay. Here, I'll give you my credit card.
That's what I said. How many can we buy? Because I don't even like the shoes. I think they're ugly,
You can get up to, you can get up to 25 pair.
What? Wow. Here we go. We're about to do something illegal.
We'll be right back.
Wait, let's stock, and then we'll embroider MRL show, and then resell them.
And then give them the what?
We'll give them away as a prize.
I'm sure this is so illegal. Nothing about this.
What did it say when you got in?
We're clearly not getting them.
It said check to see if your size is available and proceed to check out.
Did they got size 15? I got big old feet.
The higher sizes go quicker because they know those people.
Like the athletes and whatnot?
Resell.
Oh, okay.
I kind of want to buy them just because they're a thing.
I don't know. I thought people were off the Kanye shoes because of the things he says in public.
He apologized. I mean,
yeah, some people are.
You know,
he can say the dumbest things ever, but look at these kicks.
Yeah.
Hey, producer Nicole, does it tell you how many people you've been waiting with? Like how many people are in the waiting?
But I've been waiting since noon yesterday, but not like I haven't had it up like the whole entire time. I've just been like refreshing, and it'll say you're still in the waiting room and stuff.
That's cool. Good for you.
But you know what? Now I don't know if I'm going to do it.
What?
That's a lot of money.
Okay, I'm going to give you my credit card.
I didn't think that I was going to get in.
Because if she's not going to buy something, then I'm going to buy
them.
Wait, hold on. When she said it's a lot of money, I don't know if I'm going to buy them, and Roy goes, I'll give you my credit card. To me, that sounds like you're getting a gift.
Oh, no. No.
Didn't sound like that?
Here's the deal, though, Nicole.
I'll pull the air check.
I'll buy them and then resell them to you.
Oh my God.
At the bargain basement price of $700.
Yeah, we can set up a payment plan.
Well, happy Yeezy Friday, everybody. We do have the Legendary Friday free-for-all to kick off your weekend at 7:50. And the forecast calls for, I believe, cooler weather and an awesome weekend ahead. So that's good news. Plus, we got $500 for you in Wake Up and Win. Roy's going to buy everyone Yeezys.
Yes, you all get Yeezys. You get a Yeezy. You get a Yeezy.
Bro, calm down.
Everyone gets Yeezys.
Here's Oprah's crowd screaming at you, Roy.
Yeah. And just like the shoes falls from the ceiling and hits the audience in the face.
But I remember I was watching Oprah one day, and everybody in the crowd, she goes, guess what? You're all going to Australia with me.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
And
they brought up the airplane.
And then she goes, and guess who your pilot is? And they brought out John Travolta. Mm. Like, as if it wasn't cool enough.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Travolta's going to fly you.
Yeah. She's cool because she tops herself.
Yeah. Yeah, I miss
Oprah. But her crowd is also like, if she has a lame gift, they still go crazy if it's a trip to Australia. Yeah. You know, it's
I've seen them. I've seen them turn on her too, though. I saw an episode where they threw them. They threw stuff back on the stage and walked out.
No, you did not.
They were throwing cantaloupes.
But I did. I remember seeing something one time, and it wasn't an Australia trip, and they were screaming excited. Yeah.
I guess, it's free to go into the Oprah show, so you're not expecting anything, really.
Yeah.
Right? Unless it's one of those episodes.
If I'm going to the Oprah show, I'm expecting something.
I mean, it could be one of those episodes that she does where everybody wins.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to, the football and baseball games and they throw the T-shirts in the crowd and everybody goes crazy for that?
Yeah, how cool would that be to do with Yeezys?
Yes. Yes, there's that. But when I went to the football game, I told our boss man, I was like, hey, clearly we need to invest more in our T-shirts.
Right.
And I'll just give me a gun. I'll shoot them at remotes.
Shoot who?
The t-shirt gun.
Holy cow. Okay. All right. Just to clarify.
The t-shirt gun.
That conversation moved around pretty quickly. It was very vague.
Yeezys, t-shirts, guns. What?
It's a hell of a start to a Friday show here.
Oh, man.
Man, I stayed up until almost 12:30 last night watching the Jets play football because I grew up in Jersey. So, yes, I root for the Panthers, but I'm really a diehard Jet fan. And they lost to the Browns. The Browns hadn't won a game in 620 days or something like that. They went 0-16 last year, 1-15 the year before.
Whoa, they suck.
Oh, they do.
Buddy, I thought the Jets were supposed to be good this year.
No, they have a quarterback finally, but they're not supposed to be good, I don't think. They don't have many good players, but the Browns were actually favored yesterday for the first time.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I saw a meme yesterday that was like, it was an NFL meme where it was like, we live in a society where players quit at halftime and the Dolphins are number one in their division, I was like, where are we?
It's crazy. Plus the Bengals are in this weekend to play here. And that should be a win for the Panthers, Roy.
Because the Bengals suck?
They don't suck, but I think we should be able to handle them at home.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Is there a difference between being at home and being away?
Yeah. It's a difference. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, think about it. If we go to Atlanta to play, all the fans in the stadium are rooting for Atlanta. They're going to be loud when the Panthers get the ball.
And that genuinely makes the players play better?
Yeah. Yeah, they feed off the crowd.
I just always thought there was some, referee rigging or something.
No. That's illegal.
But, yeah.
Well, I mean.
But we do have a Ink and Ivy pregame tailgate party that you should go hang out at. Ink and Ivy uptown, of course, just a couple minutes away, a walk away from the stadium. You park there anyway because a lot of people will park inside the Ink and Ivy parking lot. But we have the awesome tailgate going on there that you can go hang out at today.
Yeah, there's no parking lot to park. It's the party there.
Yeah. Well, so we took the parking lot?
Oh, yeah. We're in the parking lot. Well, there's no
places to park anymore?
Not in Ink and Ivy.
Oh.
No. That's where the stage is and the cornhole. And
oh, okay.
The party.
Okay.
And you enter through the parking lot.
You know, uptown here, there's less and less places to park because they're building everywhere.
Yeah.
And you realize that?
Yeah.
We had good friends that had season tickets. And remember we would stop by to see Jeff and his wife at the tailgate?
Yeah.
That's gone now.
Yeah.
That whole area is gone.
Aren't we one of the few NFL teams in the NFL that doesn't have a parking lot attached to their stadium?
But they just put a parking garage a year or two ago in South End. So that thing gets filled up.
With tailgaters? See, it would be weird for me to tailgate in a parking deck, on the third floor where you look up and you see, you know what I mean? I want to be out.
Yeah, well, I saw someone in a parking deck, and you saw, the smoke from their grill bellowing out. Yeah, them having a good old time.
I guess if it's raining, you've got cover.
Yeah.
If you love pizza and you love money, we're going to tell you about a potential job for you. There is a pizza taster that you can...
I'm sorry, there was not falling, and I had to sniff it up.
Okay.
Ew.
We usually have a button.
I didn't think it was going to be that loud.
If you love pizza and you love having a job, then there is a pizza tasting job. We'll tell you about it coming up in under 10 minutes. Roy, you want to say anything?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Wake up and win $500. Just just by going to the Kiss 95.1 app or heading to your desktop and signing up. Tell us what time you wake up. Listen for your name. You got 15 minutes to call us back. We've already called out a name this morning.
Yeah, we're still looking for Nikki Hargett. She says that she listens at 6:20, so she should be listening right now. Nikki Hargett.
We were a little early with Nikki, so we'll add 2 minutes to the clock. So she's good if she calls in the next 12. She's good to go. So you got 12 minutes to call us, okay?
Nikki Hargett, who went to Target. There it is.
Okay.
And spent a ton of cash.
That sounds like a nursery rhyme.
So a company that manufactures home pizza ovens is offering a chance to stuff your face and at the same time stuff your wallet with a job that involves making and eating tons of pies. The company, which is O-O-N-I, is it Uni?
That sounds right.
Okay, Uni will pay the lucky workers up to $1,000 a day.
Whoa!
To create pizzas with its portable wood-fired ovens.
Yes.
Casual home cooks will likely earn about $300 a day. Job responsibilities include tasting and providing feedback on various recipes and maybe throwing the company a bone with a social media post or two. Loren, that's right up your alley. And y'all, and all you'll need is a yard because Oni's ovens are for outdoor use only. So, Roy, sorry, unless you go up to your rooftop, which would be great because you could take great pictures.
I can illegally do it on my porch.
And you have a porch.
I'm sure it's pretty big, Roy. If it's a pizza oven.
That's fine.
$300 a day to do it from home?
Yeah, and they'll pay some lucky workers up to $1,000 a day to create pizzas with its portable wood-fired
oven.
Why are
you doing that?
I got bad news for y'all.
You're quitting?
I'm out.
I don't blame you. I don't blame
you. Do you think you can do it? It's not easy to make a pizza.
Yeah, I'm Italian. It's like in my blood.
No. All right.
You get the pre-made crust at Publix. Start there.
Can I tell you something seriously?
Yeah.
I severely burnt a pizza the other day while making it for cash.
Severely burnt?
Severely.
Where were you? In the microwave?
No, in the oven. On the pizza stone.
You burn a lot of stuff, Loren.
I do. I'm not a good cook.
She's not allowed to cook popcorn in our microwave here anymore because she burnt it and smelt up the whole building.
Mm-hmm. It was actually banned from the building for a hot minute until they figured out it was me, and then now I'm just banned from making it.
Loren does understand that even though the countdown ends, it still keeps going.
Why is there a popcorn button then?
Yeah, that's true. You got to keep an eye on it, though. You can't walk away. You went to the bathroom, which is, by the way, around the corner and down the hall. By the way, Uni, the pizza place, says that they'll be accepting candidates to right through October 14th, and you can apply by sending a 60-second video that demonstrates your pizza skills.
We'll put this up on the website. I wonder if I could do it part-time.
Oh, come on. Do you have any more time to do anything?
No, I really don't.
Now, why don't you do your number one job?
Okay. All right.
Now, your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
The 8:30 Dirty is going to be Loren being like, sorry, I'm getting the pizza out of the oven. What do you want?
Maybe I can do a pizza, like a cooking segment.
Yeah.
Instead of the Dirty. All right. So, fans are really excited because Beyonce has been visiting her old bandmates, and everyone thinks that there is a reunion in the works, especially with the 20th anniversary of Writings on the Wall coming up next year. But there is a former employee of Beyonce who is not so happy with her. Her former drummer is saying that Beyonce is a witch and she practices extreme witchcraft.
Okay.
Cool.
She says that Beyonce runs her magic surveillance and control over her finances, over this woman's finances, who used to be a drummer for her, by the way, and says that she has started a campaign against harassment
she
against her.
Started a campaign against her ass? Is that what you just said? Wow.
No.
Sorry, I thought that's what I heard.
For harassment against her, and she's used dark magic to do so.
Okay. I am here to say I am against harassment.
All right, so Noah Cyrus, she is Miley Cyrus's little sister. She's got a new EP coming out called Good Cry today. And to help promote it, she's selling a bunch of new items on her website. So there's some normal things like T-shirts, sweatpants. But there's one specific item causing a stir. Since the EP is called Good Cry, she is selling her own tears.
Sweet.
What? So fans can buy a bottle of Noah Cyrus's tears.
Oh, my gosh. I'll go get some bottles of water and make my own tears, too.
You put some salt in there and make them. Yeah.
Yep.
Just in case anyone tries them.
Yep.
You know, people have done that, though. Like, I'm writing it down right now. What's your strange celebrity purchase? Because I know someone who is a huge Red Hot Chili Pepper fan, and they have a sock that Flea, the lead guitarist, wore on stage over his private area. He threw it into the crowd, and she still has it. It's like her pride possession.
Is it in, like, a shadow box? Like,
I don't know. I know she has it still.
Okay. All right.
There's a picture of it on her Facebook page. I'll show it to you. Hey, yeah, is there anything else? Because I think we might have a winner.
So Disney is reportedly enlisting some Marvel heroes for their new upcoming streaming service. So Loki and Scarlet Witch will be among them. And they'll get 6 to 8 episodes.
Cool. All right.
That's it.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
You must go on the Kiss 95.1 app and tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show. And you wait for us to call your name, and then you call us back, and you get $500 in cash. Who are we looking for?
Nikki Hargett of Indian Trail.
Do we have Nikki Hargett of Indian Trail?
Hello?
Hey,
hi,
is
who's this?
Nikki?
This is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, how are you?
Roy has one question for you.
Yes, are you sir. Nikki Hargett of Indian Trail?
Yes, sir.
Well, good, because you just got $500.
Oh, my goodness, I'm so excited.
Thank you so much for... You're an early bird waking up with us here on the MRL Morning Show. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I'm a school teacher, so I'm alert.
Yeah.
Indian Trail has school today? That's a surprise.
I know.
Union County was off. Dean had his first day of school yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, $500 for a teacher. We couldn't be happier. I'm sure you're well-deserving, awesome. Nikki. Congratulations, and thanks so much for listening to the MRL Show.
Thank you.
All right, make sure you spend it frivolously on silly things like, I don't know, Flea's sock.
Yeah.
All right, bye, Nikki.
Booze
thank
and
you.
Cigarettes or something.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Simple question.
What's that?
What's good this weekend? I feel like with all the craziness in the Carolinas, with Flo and all the craziness in the world, let's hear some good stories at 704-570-9595. What's good this weekend? You celebrating a birthday? You celebrating an anniversary? Like, why are you looking forward to this weekend?
I'm looking forward to this weekend because it's Sterling's birthday.
Bang! Oh, there you go.
Yep. It's Sterling's birthday, and
and how old is old Sterling?
He is turning 26.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, I'm really good at birthdays for him, and this year's tough.
Why?
This year's tough. He's been working a lot and not giving me a lot of hints, and I haven't been able to pick up things that he needs. I haven't been able to figure that out. So,
he's probably drawn you a roadmap, and you just
typically I'm good. Typically, I'm good at that. But this year, I'm not. You know, like, so I wanted to have a bunch of people over at the apartment and rent out the clubhouse.
Right.
Well, he didn't want that.
How come?
He's afraid no one will show up.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
What a martyr.
I know. I'm like, what do you mean? Because then we'll have the whole clubhouse. It'll just be me, you, and, like, two other people. I'm like, I still think that's a good time.
He doesn't think anyone's going to show up.
Yeah, he doesn't think anyone's going to show up. And so he wanted, now he wants to go to a bar. And so that if no one shows up, it's still not as strange.
Sorry. Well, okay, here it is Friday. It's 6:40 in the morning. His birthday shindig, I guess, is tomorrow. Is there any sort of an invite out to anyone? Because now I am concerned about the...
Yeah, no, there's invites out.
Okay, good. Do people know where to go?
Yeah, I hope. I can't do it all because it's a majority of his friends are people that I don't have connection to, like, communication with.
So the
I'm
ball's
relying.
In his court.
No, his court, and I'm relying on some other people. It's not like a secret. Yeah, okay. He's inviting people.
Okay, all right.
You know.
What's good this weekend? 704-570-9595. What are you looking forward to? Did you, by the way, Roy, before we jump on the phones, did you get what you wanted to get for him?
Still working on it. I have a couple calls today.
Oh.
That might take more than 12 hours to make, no?
Well, I don't need it till tomorrow.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Just make it short.
Oh, I know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I think a day is fine. Now you got me nervous.
Well, it's a food item, but it's a big food item. So that's all I was concerned about.
Right. This is Keisha in Kings Mountain. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hello, Keisha. What's good this weekend? We need some good news in our lives.
I'm celebrating my twin boy's first birthday.
Aww, yay! What are you guys doing?
just going to have a party. I'm going to do pictures, like just their pictures from birth up to one and spend it with family.
Awesome.
You have some sort of a theme?
Yeah, Mickey Mouse in the house.
Yeah, you're on there.
Hot dog,
hot diggity dog.
Mm-hmm. Song will be stuck in your head all week.
Yep. What are your boys' names?
Cohen and Carson.
Ooh, those are good names.
Cohen, Carson, happy birthday, Keisha. Have a great Saturday. I think the weather's supposed to be fantastic.
Thank you.
And it's just an idea, but is it okay if Roy slides Sterling into that birthday party, too?
Right.
This way it makes it a one-stop shop
just
for everyone.
Just in case no one shows up to his birthday party.
Is he okay with Mickey Mouse theme, Sterling? Thanks, Keisha. Give the boys a big hug for us. That's awesome.
All right, this is Allie and Raquel. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hello.
What's good this weekend, Allie?
We have converted a Sprinter van, so we are going to the Asheville Van Rally this weekend.
Whoa, I don't know what that is, but it sounds really cool.
Oh, a Sprinter van. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like the...
It was a plumbing van, and we converted it to an RV because we were backpackers. We had a son. So now baby can come with us.
That's cool.
That is so cool. And for people that don't know what the Sprinter is, picture like a European ambulance. Kind of like that, like a big van.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's accurate.
Or a Brothers Heating and Air van.
Or Brothers Heating and Air, okay. There you go. Yeah. But you have a picture because you have to have a painting, a mural on the outside of the van, don't you? Like a coyote howling at the moon or...
We've thought about putting something on the side to be a little stealthy, but actually it was pink and we spray painted it with Raptor Bedliner. So it's like a textured Jeep. Blue color.
Mm. Okay.
Like the bed of a truck?
Yeah.
Like that texture?
Like matte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as hard as rock.
Sounds fancy.
That's interesting.
All right.
Insulated well.
Thanks, Allie.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Sterling's been watching all these minimalist videos, which... Or honestly, they're just people that live in a house that doesn't have, like, things. Like, they try to simplify their life, mm-hmm. which it seems strange to me. But there's one minimalist that lives out of his van. And like but he does that on purpose. Like, mm-hmm. he wants to do that.
Like Uncle Rico in Napoleon Dynamite? Didn't he live out of his,
yes.
out of his van?
Isn't that like what, like half of Asheville is like...
Living out of their vans?
Yeah, but voluntarily.
And get this move. He goes to Planet Fitness to shower every day. That's like how he lives his life. I'm like, hey, bro, you got a system. Okay.
I just did a video for Planet Fitness. It was 25 cents down. Got you in membership. Yeah, that's
doable. All right,
you hang on. Aaliyah, Chelsea, Madison, we got to take your phone calls before we get into a War of the Roses for you guys. What's good this weekend? Hang out. We'll come back in 4 minutes. Make sure you join AJ this Saturday from 1 to 3 at the 5th Annual Festival of Lebanon at St. Matt's Church in Ballantyne. You can taste Lebanese food, sweets, entertainment. Plus, there's a souvenir shop and a raffle drawing. AJ will be out there tomorrow from 1 to 3. Bring out the entire family to St. Matthew's Church for the Lebanon Fest.
Wine, women, and shoes. Benefiting the Second Harvest Food Bank at Metrolina on Friday, September 28th at the Westin. Register right now at kiss95.1.com to win tickets.
Let's say good morning to Madison. She's a Grover.
Hi.
Hi, Madison. So what's good this weekend? We need some good news in our lives.
So I just bought a house.
Good for you.
I am having friends come over, and we are going to throw a party.
That's so exciting.
Good for you. I love
that.
Yes,
super exciting. My first home, so it's very exciting.
You need to do a stock the bar party.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
The rent will, she's good, yes. at planning parties.
Let me coordinate your life.
Yeah.
Oh, please do. I need you to do that. Please.
I love Madison bought a house, and she's going to celebrate owning it by trashing it with a party.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. I was also thinking about, like, you know, the white trash parties.
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
What's that?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's where you kind of dress up and, you know, you look like maybe you're on an episode of Cops.
Okay. A lot of Tweety Bird shirts.
A lot of Tweety Bird shirts, a lot of tank tops.
All right.
Madison, make sure you invite your neighbors, too. That's another. You got to invite all your new neighbors.
For sure. All right. I'll definitely make friends with the new neighbors.
Well, congratulations and have a great weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Yeah, I never, by the way, got on with my neighbors. I still have not really become friends with them.
In your apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the one girl we heard from moved after she said you were too loud.
Yeah. Yeah. Kyle and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, bud. What's good this weekend?
I'm actually on my way to Cotswold Elementary to kind of fill in as a dad role for a daddy donut breakfast for a little guy that don't have a dad.
Aww.
So it's a pretty cool little opportunity.
That's so sweet.
That is. How are you picked?
Well, I work in public safety, and the mom reached out to us. And in our job, we always give back. But this is kind of a whole different view of giving back.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He says it's a blessing that we show up, but it's actually a blessing for us that we get to experience this side of it.
That's so good
I
for
guess
you.
The big point I want to make to all the little kids out there, you know, your circumstances or your lifestyle don't define who you are. So it's a cool opportunity for us today.
Amen. Well, that's awesome, Kyle. Thank you so much for doing that. All right. Love you, too. There you go. Man, everybody's up to something. I like that segment.
Me, too.
It makes us feel good going into the weekend. And we're going to make you feel better, too, in just about an hour from now. The legendary Friday free-for-all.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Trish, in your Facebook message to us, you said you think your boyfriend is cheating because you something to do with this hockey bag.
Mm-hmm. We've been going out for 2 years, and in that 2 years, every Tuesday night he goes to Pineville to play hockey. Probably in the last 3 months, something's changed, something's off. He's not that romantic with me anymore. His demeanor is just different, and he started to go to hockey on Wednesday nights. I don't know, there was like a league switch.
Okay.
But... And moving furniture. I asked him the other day if he wanted to move furniture, and he said he was too tired. That's never happened before.
Ooh,
okay. So there's obviously something going on. So I wanted to find out, and, you know, his hockey stuff stinks.
Oh, yeah, I used to play hockey. I mean, there's really literally nothing stinkier than hockey gear.
Oh, I know.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, I think you brought it in here once, and I can't get the smell on my nose.
We saw this in your email, and this is crazy. Tell everyone what you did.
So, I took his hockey gear, and I took it and I put it in my car the night that he was going to go to hockey. And he left, and I called him that night, and I asked him, you know, hey, what's going on? Where were you at? He said he was just got out of his hockey game. And I don't know with whose equipment he was playing, but it wasn't his because I had his equipment in my truck.
And he didn't say anything about, like, man, I forgot my bag.
Yeah, I can't find it. Can you help me find it?
No, he does. He hasn't even said, you know, anything about that. He hasn't asked me where his equipment was, or he said he just got done with the game.
He has no idea that you have it. So, that is genius, girl.
Yeah, these aren't good signs. And typically, whenever you feel something, it's typically a sign that something's going on. But
and it's never one thing, Roy.
It is. It's everything together. And mm-hmm. I feel like we have already enough evidence, but let's see what we can do to get to the truth, okay?
Yeah.
You sure you're ready to do this? 2 years with John.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. He deserves to know.
Yep, dial it up, Roy.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for John, please.
Yeah, this is he.
Hello, John. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get a dozen beautiful free red roses to send in the one that you love.
Oh, okay. What do I do?
I just need to get a little bit of information from you, starting with who you'd like to send them to. They are romantic roses.
Yeah. Okay, can you send them to Lexi?
Okay.
Hey, I don't have her address here right now. Is that fine if I give it to you later, or?
Absolutely. Let me just get as much information as I can from you right now, and then you can either call me back or I can call you back to get the address.
Okay.
All right. Sure. I do have a card to go with these roses. What would you like to write on Lexi's card?
Oh, yeah. Can you put some, like, hey, Lexi Lou. Gee, this is so crazy. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Love, John. That should be good.
Okay. Sweet and simple.
Who the f*** is Lexi Lou?
Oh, boy.
What?
John, who the f*** is Lexi?
Hey, that is your girlfriend. Do you know her name?
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah. Who's that?
Trish?
Yeah, that's her.
Why are you question mark? Like, do you have multiple girlfriends?
Clearly.
Okay.
by the way, you're on War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show. We catch cheaters, so go ahead and start explaining.
I'm with a yeah, yeah.
Yes, what?
Wow. Wow.
I'm seeing another girl. I'm sorry I didn't tell you.
Yeah, amazing. I don't know. I don't even know where to start. I mean, what kind of man does that? Seriously, what kind of man does that? No, there's no honesty. You're cheating and lying.
The suspense is killing me about what you did to him, Trish. Let him know and let's find out where he was, if he was with Lexi on Tuesday night. Tell him what you did and how he failed this.
John, you were at your game on Tuesday night, right?
Yeah, I was.
Whose equipment did you use?
I used my own. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah? That's
what?
Funny because it's in the trunk of my car.
What? Very serious?
I mean, he's still lying. He was just outed and he's still lying.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So much happening here on the MRL Show. Congratulations goes out to Nikki Hargett of Indian Trail. She's already won $500 and Wake Up and Win. Legendary Friday Free For All coming up in just about a little over 30 minutes from now. Kick off your weekend.
Don't go anywhere for that, y'all.
We have a podcast called The Rap Party.
Uh-huh.
And we record it every Friday, and it's basically just an in-depth look on what happened on the show that week. It's kind of a wrap-up, which is why it's called The Rap Party, of the week's worth of shows.
Can we dive a little deeper? We're a little off-the-cuff, not so formal.
Yeah, we have, like, strict rules of how much we're allowed to talk and when we have to go to commercial break, and we can't get to everything. So that's where if you want, like, a little bit more, we could tell you a little bit more about what's going on behind the scenes and more what's going on in our personal lives. You can download The Rap Party. If you have Google, if you have Android phones, you have Google Podcasts. If you have Apple phones, you have Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe to The Rap Party there, or you can just get the KISS 95.1 app.
Yeah.
And you can find The Rap Party on the app.
That's the move. And I'm all ready for today. This is what I wanted to bring this up. I'm all ready for today because I know today we're going to spend a lot of time on the fact that Baby Cash was here yesterday. And he got lost, and it was supposedly it was my fault.
You did. You lost a child.
And we posted it up at the MRL show, a little clip of yesterday's show, and people were saying, are you Team Loren or Team Manny? And everybody's Team Loren, but I feel like my whole story hasn't gotten out there, so I will explain the whole story.
Oh, you're going to change your story now?
I'm not changing it. I just, like Roy said, we just don't have time to get into every nook and cranny, so I'm recommending right now to set an alarm, remind yourselves to listen to The Rap Party at some point this weekend because we're going to dive into what happened.
Yeah.
Well, and you'll hear why child. Loren was not such a great mother that day.
Oh!
Wow, now you're attacking me as a mother. All right, I can't wait for it.
It's going to get heated this afternoon.
Let's go.
Now over to Roy, who is dealing with Sterling, his boyfriend's birthday this weekend.
Yeah.
It got me thinking. You were talking about, like, you want to get him a gift. You're getting him something really cool.
Yeah, but he's...
But you haven't started on it yet.
Yeah.
And my thought is like, you're going to spend all this time crunching this afternoon to try and get this thing for him.
Uh-huh.
And then what if he doesn't even like it?
There's a chance that he won't like it. There's a chance that... Because here's the other thing. The gift that I'm trying to get him, I specifically... the idea is good. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't know if he'll actually like the individual things on it. So I don't know.
So is he a good fake it guy? Like, will he fake that he likes it, or does he wear his...
Oh, thanks, honey.
Because my wife, Amanda, is not like that. Amanda would be like, seriously? Like, you didn't pick up any of my hints? And it's not her coming across as rude. She's just kind of like, I gave you 20 hints and you didn't get one of those 20 things that I hinted on.
Well, he isn't like that.
Is it annoyance? Like, she's annoyed?
Yeah, she's probably like, hello.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear me when I talk to you?
Right.
Hello.
Like I like these earrings, but there was 20 other things that I said that I would love.
Right.
You know?
I think he is more appreciative of the gesture, but no, he's not good at hiding it if he truly doesn't like it. Here's so, like, I bought him this drawing thing, never used it. It's like sitting in an unbox on.
Here's what we want to know from you guys. It's actually a funny question, and you guys can jump in on this too. Did you ever have to fake a gift that you didn't like? And who was it from and what was it? 704-570-9595. Let's see if we can find someone who got like the worst gift and was like, oh, thanks, Grandma. Producer Nicole, what'd you get?
Well, my whole growing up, it was a thing. Like, my mom had to teach me before going into any birthday party or going home because, like, I was a tomboy. And everyone wanted to get me, like, pink things and girly things. So she'd be like, all right, no matter what you get, like, say you're excited. So someone would hand me a Barbie doll and I'd be like, thank you. Like, it was rehearsed.
As a kid, I was really bad at faking it, too. As an adult, I'm pretty good at it, you know.
As an adult, it's funnier because kids, you could be like, all right, listen, that you could get a pass.
Yeah.
But if you got something from your significant other and you just hated it, but you had to pretend like you liked it, we want to hear from you. 704-570-9595. You're right, though. That is a conversation that you need to have with kids.
Oh, yeah. You got to teach them. But, you know, as a kid, I was bad. Even if I liked the gift.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, maybe I was a sociopath. I had a hard time showing you the emotion, even if I liked the gift.
Some kids do, yeah. I think they get nervous.
Yeah. And so my parents are like, do you like it? And I'm like, yeah, I love it. They're like, are you sure? And I'm like, that's great. Thank you. But I was really genuinely...
Maybe I'm a sociopath.
Maybe I'm a sociopath. I don't know. I couldn't show emotion as a child.
Some deep-rooted issues there we're working on in therapy.
What was the gift that you had to fake like you liked it, but you really didn't? And who was it from? 704-570-9595.
All right, let's bring in our friend Holly from Charlotte. Welcome to the MRO Morning Show.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning. What did you have to fake?
Okay, so my birthday is in December, so there's a ton of ugly sweaters that are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But my boyfriend's grandmother happened to buy me one of the ugliest sweaters that I had ever seen for my birthday one year. It was this big, red, fluffy, like, fringy sweater. It was horrible, and I had to pretend that I absolutely loved it because she's super sweet, and I didn't want to break her heart.
And she was right in front of you.
Right in front of me, and she definitely stares at you for confirmation.
Oh. But on the bright side, you'll win every ugly sweater contest you ever
That's true.
Absolutely. It's worked.
It's already worked. That's awesome. Thanks.
It'd be even better if the grandma purposely is giving awful gifts just to screw with people. You know?
Didn't we take a call? Might have been a confession from someone who said that they give bad gifts purposely just to watch people say that they liked it when he knows that they didn't.
Wouldn't surprise me.
That's awesome. Lots more people on hold. Let's see. How about Marie?
All right. Hey, Marie. Welcome to the MRO Morning Show.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing really well. So what gift did you get?
So when I was in high school, this guy that I was talking to, he knew that I was in martial arts and thought that was cool. And so he decided, oh, she's a girl. She likes jewelry and she likes martial arts. I'm going to combine the two. And he got me a Chinese throwing star on a necklace. It was like super, super sharp. Like I couldn't even wear it without almost stabbing myself.
Oh.
And it was like the worst thing ever. But I had to act like I liked it because we were like almost starting the date. So I was like, oh, thanks, honey. This is
That's hilarious.
Well, the idea was nice. I can see, like, the train of thought.
He almost caught her jugular with the Chinese star. Thanks, Marie. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Let's get jumped on one more.
All right, Anonymous and Concord, welcome to the MRO Morning Show. Quickly, tell us what you got.
So, my boyfriend had been talking for months about getting the new PlayStation, and I was getting really annoyed with the fact that he was even thinking about buying one because we're trying to buy a house right now. And I came home from work one day and he was like, oh my gosh, babe, I got you this really cool thing. Like, I can't wait to show you. You've been hyping up all day. And I got home from work and to make up for the fact that he had bought a PlayStation, he bought me a bag of beef jerky from the beef jerky outlet.
Oh my gosh.
Got you beef jerky.
Well, to be honest with you, I feel like that story ended better than I thought it would because I thought he bought you the PlayStation for him.
Right. Yeah. There's that move,
no,
too.
He bought me a bag of salmon beef jerky.
Ooh, salmon?
Come on, honey.
That's terrible.
Sit here and watch me play Call of Duty and eat your salmon beef jerky. Thanks, Anonymous. Oh, hey, Laura in Rock Hill. Hi.
You would break up with somebody right then and there.
Hey.
Laura, you have an amazing story, and we need to spend more time on it. Can you hold on, like, just, like, 3 or 4 minutes?
Yes, I can.
She got something from her grandmother, and I think it's borderline inappropriate.
Okay.
Right? I mean, that's fair to say. All right, hold on,
yeah,
Laura. We're gonna come to you in just about 4 minutes. Don't go anywhere, you guys. You got to hear this. The conversation is, what gift did you get that you had a fake that you liked? We're getting so many text messages. We'll read some of them along the way, but we've got to get to this phone call.
All right, let's bring in Laura from Rock Hill. Laura, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Laura. So what did you receive that you had a fake you liked it?
So for Christmas one year, I have 9 first cousins in my mom's side of the family, and so my grandmother would frequently give the girls and the guys like separate gifts and give everybody the same thing. So my girl cousins and I open up our present, and it's purple lacy underwear, like a matching bra and underwear set.
From grandma.
Yes, from grandma. And I was probably 10 or 11 years old. My cousins were probably 14 or 15 years old. And I think she was trying to be cool. You know, I think she was trying to give the hip gift. And we didn't know what to do with it. So she lives in Florida. And after everybody opened their gifts and we ate dinner and everything, we were like, what are we going to do with these? We're obviously not going to wear them. We were, you know, just thought it was funny. So we went into the orange grove across the street and hung them from the orange grove tree.
Awesome.
I mean, what do your parents say when Grams gives you lacy underwear at 10 years old?
You know, I think they just were glad that we didn't make the smirky remark right in front of her.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they were
glad
we were on our best behavior.
Thanks, Nana.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks so much. Hey, here's a text message that came in from area code 803. For a wedding shower, my great aunt gave me a pink feather duster with a doll body / handle with a homemade crochet dress.
That's terrifying. She also sent a photo.
Post this up. We're going to post this picture of this crazy wedding gift up on our socials at the MRL Show. You can go get a look at it. Coming up in the dirty.
So Kanye West, he's got some words for Nick Cannon that include, keep my wife's name out of your mouth. And Nick Cannon just responded. I've got the audio coming up in 3 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Real quick, Loren, I got a text message from No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Yeah?
Larry said, make sure you say hi to Ashley from U.S. Auto Sales. She's a big fan of the MRL Show.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
There you go.
That's cool.
Thank you, Larry, for passing that note along. And thank you, Ashley, for listening to us and not him. Over to you, Loren.
All right. So Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, we've been talking about, are they married? Aren't they married for a while now? They did go and get a marriage license. But according to some sources, that they're waiting on a prenup from a lawyer, that originally Justin didn't want one because he's so religious and they believe in the, you know, sanctity of marriage. So they weren't going to have one, but his people were like, no, it's a bad idea to join this marriage without one because you guys are both so successful. So they are now working through prenups, and they apparently are not married until that is signed.
Justin, just set us straight once and for all. Are you married to Hailey Baldwin?
Don't ask me about her again.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Sorry about that, Pete.
Okay, exclusive audio.
All right, so Kanye West, he had some choice words for Nick Cannon that included, hey, keep my wife's name out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got his audio of what he said first.
First of all, I want to address Nick Cannon. Like, I understand that you used to date my wife, but, you know, you get in an interview, don't mention my wife. If someone brings my wife up, you say, hey, I respect that man. I'm not speaking on that. Don't be making no suggestions like nobody.
See, this is already more interesting to me than the whole Eminem Machine Gun Kelly thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's two people that I care about.
I mean, I heard 16 seconds of it and I'm hooked. The other thing I can't get into. All right.
All right.
It sounds like Kanye is trembling his voice. There's like a little tremble there. And I didn't know Nick Cannon was dating Kim Kardashian at some point.
All right. That was the whole clip? Okay. So Nick Cannon also came out with a little rebuttal to that.
Nothing but love and respect for it. You know, I always had that. But I honestly got to say this, my dude. I've never said anything disrespectful or harmful to your, in my opinion, to your marriage or your union. I salute it. Keep it going. But you're not going to tell me what I can and what I can't say. I'm a solid individual. Somebody asked me a question, I'm going to answer it to the best of my ability. I'm going to give my opinion.
Here we go.
Let's start. morning.
Also love that these two took a minute out of their busy day to record a video. Like, clearly he's in the car. Kanye was walking.
Just to respond to each other, not pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Just make it on the public.
That's pretty good. Okay, well, we won't go into the whole Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem thing, but Machine Gun Kelly did say that he will not respond to Eminem at this point. So there's that.
But Nick Cannon is apparently going to respond.
Yeah, but not for him. Yeah, totally different beef. Coming up in the 830 Dirty, I'll tell you what A-list artist is being called a witch, that she actually performs witchcraft.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a scoop. Let's play Can't Be the Rain. 704-570-9595. Our girl Lorraine's got 10 wins. Call now and take her down.
Ring it.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Sponsored by The Funny Bus.
On Kiss 95.1.
Katarina, Kimberly, and Brandy, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. Is that Randy?
Hi, yes, Randy.
Randy. How are you guys? You guys are playing Can't Beat Lorraine today.
Awesome. We're so excited.
Well, let's throw her out of the studio so we can throw you an awesome gift, a ride for you and your friends, Katarina, on the Funny Bus. Plus, we'll throw in 2 bottles of champagne to spend the night.
Awesome. Can't wait. All right, Lorraine, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Lorraine putting her headphones down. She's opening the door.
Yeah.
And she is slamming it shut. And she is gone. She cannot hear these questions.
Here we go, you three. Question number one, representing Huntersville. It was just announced that Maroon 5 is going to be headlining the 2019 Super Bowl halftime show. Who was last year's performer who was also involved in the wardrobe malfunction?
Justin Timberlake.
Question two, what Sorry Not Sorry pop star's mother has broken her silence on her daughter's overdose, warning against the dangers of drugs?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, what Sorry Not Sorry pop star's mother has broken her silence on her daughter's overdose, warning against the dangers of drugs?
Demi Lovato.
And question three, Kanye West called out Nick Cannon for disrespecting his wife. Who is Nick Cannon's ex-pop star wife?
Mariah Carey.
Cardi B shared a never-before-seen photo from her wedding day with Offset. What female rapper is Cardi currently feuding with?
Nicki Minaj.
By the way, is everybody feuding with everyone, Roy? Don't you feel like there's a lot of feuds going on?
A lot. Yeah. I think I want to start something between you and Lorraine just to...
We have one.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we already have one. She thinks I lost her son, and
that
disagree.
That is true.
All right, you guys. Question five. Pete Davidson returned to social media for the first time in 2 months to show a group of paparazzi taking his picture on the streets of New York. He lives in New York with his fiance. Who is that?
Ariana Grande.
We would also accept Grandy. Yeah, that's right. Come on in.
All right, Lorraine, she got them all correct. Ooh. I'm not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
Good luck. We hope you lose.
Thank you.
Just announced that Maroon 5 is going to be headlining the 2019 Super Bowl halftime show. Who was last year's performer who was also part of the wardrobe malfunction?
Justin Timberlake.
What Sorry Not Sorry pop star's mother has broken her silence on her daughter's overdose, warning against the dangers of drugs?
Demi Lovato.
Kanye West called out Nick Cannon for disrespecting his wife. Who is Nick Cannon's ex-pop star wife?
Mariah Carey.
Then question four, Cardi B shared a never-before-seen photo from her wedding day with Offset. What female rapper is Cardi currently feuding with?
Nicki Minaj.
Question five, Pete Davidson returned to social media for the first time in 2 months to show a group of paparazzi taking his picture on the streets of New York. He lives in New York with his fiance. Who is that?
What are you looking for, the Kronek? Correct pronunciation or any pronunciation?
Correct.
Ariana Grande.
As she pronounces it. Roy's doing the calculation. There's smoke coming out of his ears.
Yeah, take the three. All right, you got them all correct. It's a tie.
Good job, though, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Not quite a win. You know what we want to hear.
All right. I'm Katarina. And Kimberly. And Randy
from
Huntersville.
Oh, I think Randy has my heart.
Yeah, you guys did great. Getting 5 is a perfect score for you. So enjoy your weekend up there in the Ville, okay?
Thank you. And we love you guys. Thank you so much.
I love you too.
Thanks. All right. We love everyone. We love everyone so much. We throw out the playlist, as they say in the business, and pick these songs randomly just to get you in the weekend mood.
It's called the Legendary Friday Free For All, and it's coming up in 4 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
Real quick, Lorraine, before we do your dirty, yesterday, my parents are getting a new couch in their house over there in Waxhaw.
Uh-huh.
And they had to take out the old couches so that the new couch could come in. And so my brother and I went over there, and we moved literally all the furniture out of their family room, two couches and a Lazy Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad sits on the Lazy Boy, and I thought for sure when we were carrying it out, I told my brother, I said, I thought for sure Vince, my dad, would be on this, and, like, we'd be carrying him out in it. Like, it's amazing that, you know, he's outlived the
Oh, it went away forever. Boy. You didn't just move the furniture to move it the out. Other one.
And then I think, like, mom is donating it to, like, one of the churches.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's cool.
They're going to donate it out to the coast to people that need couches and stuff that lost their things. But the new couch is coming. But point being, I said to my dad, I said, well, how are you going to watch TV tonight? Because the couch isn't coming until today. And this was yesterday. He and my mom went and got chairs. I should have taken a picture. It was amazing.
Like lawn chairs?
No. Like the chairs that go around their kitchen table that are completely upright.
Yeah.
And the two of them sat there and watched TV. Like two
sitting upright, not lounging.
Not lounging. Like it was like in the 1850s with a TV, with a 60-inch Sony. And they're sitting there like this.
Just straight up.
Straight up. So my mom just sent me a text message that dad made the neighbor bring the Lazy Boy back in. And I told him that was going to happen. I said, why don't you leave something here? And by the way, the guys that deliver the couch, if you slip them a 20, mm-hmm. which my dad's the ultimate tipper, they'll move everything out for you.
Yeah.
You know. So the neighbor had to come in and I guess he scratched the wall and stuff with the Lazy Boy. It was a whole thing.
My dad has a weird thing with furniture. He doesn't believe and buying really nice furniture. He's a big fan of buying like the $300 Big Lots sofas and then replacing them like every 2-3 years.
Yeah, I mean,
you know.
Here's the thing though. Maybe he likes the newness of it. That's why, I mean, I like to lease cars because I know I'm going to want a new car every 2 or 3 years, you know?
Yeah, and I look, Roy, back to your point, I don't care about the price of the couch. I just want it to be comfortable. And yeah. I've sat on plenty of comfortable $400 couches before.
Sure.
In fact, Amanda had one custom made, and they used feathers. And when you would lay down on it, the feathers would come through the freaking cushions and stab you. It wasn't.
But it's custom made.
Stab you.
And it was like a $1,200 couch. And then she finally had to, like, you know, bite the bullet. And she's like, you know what? You're right. Like, yeah. I'm getting stabbed by these feathers that are coming through. I was like, hey, look at the $300 couch right there.
Yeah.
Perfectly comfortable. It was animal print, but it was comfortable.
Yeah.
I did. I had an animal print couch.
I believe it.
It was like zebra stripes, but it wasn't black and white. It was like brown.
Brown and white?
No white. Just brown, dark brown and lighter brown.
I remember a buddy of mine, Opie, he got a whole new... He got a whole new living room suit. He's so proud of it. He showed it to me, and I walk in, and I see it, and I bust out laughing. And he's like, what's wrong? I said, this is the furniture at McDonald's. And we went to McDonald's, and sure enough, he has the exact same furniture.
You mean like tables? Like,
man, at one point, like 2011, they were trying like lounges and couches at McDonald's. He had the exact same furniture.
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
He was so angry. He's like, they stole it from me. I'm like, bro, it looks like you stole it from them.
I'm just gonna go sit on this purple beanbag. No, that's Grimace.
I had to show it to you. But they were doing that Mid Cafe was a big thing in 2011.
I remember too. All right, so there's a lot going on in Hollywood. Will Smith is celebrating his 50th birthday. We talked about this yesterday. He came out with some new Jordans, but he is also doing a stand-up comedy debut. And he was real nervous about it, and they asked everyone to surrender their cell phones at the door so there's no footage because they're filming it, and hopefully we'll get to see it soon enough. Ashton Kutcher snapped the picture. Snapped the picture with a guy that he accidentally hit on a scooter. He was pulling out of his driveway and accidentally hit the pedestrian. Luckily, the guy was okay, just a few scratches and minor bruises, and Ashton took photos with him afterwards. The guy said, yeah, I know, it's a blind driveway, so accidents happen.
You shouldn't laugh at that.
It's not funny to laugh at. Yeah. I mean, he could have been hurt.
All right, you want something to laugh at?
Yeah.
By the way, Will Smith is not 50. We all agree with that, right? He's older than that?
He doesn't look 50.
I think he's older than that. I mean, he had his hit song was 1988. How old was he? I'll do the math. You keep going.
Hang on.
Okay. Well, if you're looking for something to laugh at today, Beyonce's former drummer is upset with her because she thinks that Beyonce practices extreme witchcraft and has also used her dark magic to run surveillance and control her finances. She says that Mrs. Carter started a campaign of harassment against her and that this is all due to black magic. Okay, so people are also excited because they think that there is a Destiny's Child reunion because Beyonce has been visiting her former bandmates and next year is the 20th anniversary of Writing on the Wall. So we're excited about that too. And Kanye and Nick Cannon, this is the start of a beautiful feud.
Nick Cannon, an A-list celebrity?
I'd say B at this point.
You know, I have a whole calculation on how to decide whether or not the celebrity's A-list or B-list.
Who is it if somebody will pick up your call?
You know what? Let's talk about it.
Okay.
I'll tell you my whole formula in 10 minutes. We'll see if you agree.
Okay. Well, Kanye West asked Nick Cannon not to talk about his wife because they had dated back in the day. And Nick Cannon basically said, like, hey, dude, I've never said anything awful about your marriage, but I'll answer questions when I'm asked.
We have that audio of both of them doing their rebuttal. It's going to be up on the podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app. You can go listen to it. You have to hear Kanye and Nick going back and forth. Mm-hmm. All right, what's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get? We call it What Loren Likes.
So Bethany Frankel, she's got her Skinny Girl line, and a few weeks ago she launched Skinny Girl Jeans, and they did so well that they were sold out, but they're restocking them.
I'm wearing some right now.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Her Skinny Girl line also includes plus sizes as well, and she's proud of it because she says that plus size women and quote unquote normal size women or average women can shop in the same department. But really, I mean, what is normal now? You know, it's whatever you're comfortable
with. Whatever you are is normal.
Exactly, which is why she strives so hard to get all of her jeans in the same department. And you can also shop them at shopskinnygirl.com, which will have that link. I mean, they're going to range in prices, obviously. Okay. But we'll have all the information for you up at kiss951.com.
What did you come up with math-wise for Will Smith? Because you've been doing that for the last 2 minutes, no joke.
So,
if he was 19 in 1988, let's say.
Yeah. So, at first, I thought, with my math, I was like, well, that means he put out his hit song when he was 8 years old. I messed up. I messed up with my zeros. So no, it's
right. Check out. He's 50.
Checks out, yeah. So his first hit was 30 years ago. That'd make him like 20.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So,
all right. Yeah. I guess he's been around for so long. You expect him to be over 50.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't look like he'd be over 50. So
I know. But age wise, you would think he's a little older. All right, let's talk about it. We have a formula. At least I do. I'd like to share it with you guys. We'll see if you agree on how to rate whether or not a celebrity's A list or B list or even C list. Coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Charlotte's Morning Show, Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
So, Loren, earlier, Roy said that two A-list celebrities were getting into an argument, and they both responded to each other on social media, and those two celebrities were?
Kanye West and Nick Cannon.
Okay. Do you agree that both of those celebrities, Roy, are A-list?
Not both.
Right. Who's not?
Nick Cannon.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
But I have a formula in my head that I use to figure out whether or not the person's an A-list celebrity.
Okay.
Okay. Take the biggest A-list celebrity that we know. Who do you think that would be? Like George Clooney, right? Isn't that fair to say?
Yeah,
Tom Hanks, mm-hmm. Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston.
Oprah.
Mm-hmm. Good A-list celebrities. Now, you take those four A-list celebrities, and the celebrities I'm going to name for you, do these four celebrities, Oprah, Aniston, Hanks, and Clooney, answer the phone when these celebrities call?
Okay.
Isn't that a good formula to decide whether or not these are A-list celebrities?
So moving down, if they would have their people call them back, they're a B-list. If they don't call them back at all, they're C?
Yeah, potentially. Well, okay. See, that's different because, like, Whitney Thor from My Big Fat Fabulous Life is what?
I mean, maybe a C. She's not in, see, here's the thing. She's not in celebrity dirt enough.
Right, but I mean, she needs
more scandals.
She's got four seasons and like 50 episodes on national TV.
I don't think that I put like reality TV stars and like actors in the same category, though.
But really? Wouldn't Kim Kardashian be considered a reality star?
Yeah,
and what
fair.
Is she?
That's fair. And I, yeah.
Oprah would answer her call.
Yeah.
Aniston might too.
Yeah.
Hanks would have no idea. But I'll take 2 out of 4. And there's no way Clooney's going to answer. Although Clooney's very philanthropic right now. Maybe he'll get somebody out of jail with her, you know? Okay. All right, so I'm going to name the celebrity, and you tell me if these guys would answer. All right, you ready? The first one's tricky. Okay, you ready? Yeah. Al Roker.
Oh, but everybody loves that.
I know. Why would you make that the first one? That's a hard one.
Oprah answers.
Yeah.
Hi, Al!
Clooney, I don't think, answers.
Clooney doesn't answer Al Roker's call?
I don't know. I kind of feel like Clooney would answer. Now, I don't think Aniston would answer.
No, she's probably not even aware. Although when she goes to the Today Show, she knows him.
Yeah.
I don't think Tom would answer.
Tom Hanks not answer
no,
Al
I don't
Roker?
Think so either.
I don't think so.
I think that's a 50-50.
So I would say Al Roker's like a B or C.
Ooh, C.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because he's in the news. He's not like a celebrity like
I would
that.
Say B-list because if he was out, you would know who he was. Like, that's you true. Ran into him
Red
somewhere.
Red carpet of the Oscars, people would like Al.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe, he's an A-list.
Oh, I don't know.
He's a legend.
I think
who
I
mean, answers the phone for Rob? All four? Tom Hanks answer Rob Lowe's phone call?
Because they're kind of the same
era.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rob Lowe's definitely an A-list to me.
But I see, and I don't think he's as relevant as like some other celebrities currently.
But he mastered movies and TVs, and he's directing. Like he
Lowe?
Was, yeah.
Yeah, he's withstood the test of time.
I'm not trying to take anything away from him. I just, like, I know my mom wouldn't know who he was if she ran into him in public.
Rob Lowe?
Yeah.
Really? Interesting.
She wouldn't.
Hey, are you the woman with the tramp stamp? That's what he would say.
No, she's not. No.
It's verified. I don't have one. All right, Cam Newton.
And then she pulls down her pants and moons him. And then now I've got a whole other issue on my hands.
Cam Newton?
Well, see, that's interesting to me because I put sports people in a different category, too. Like how Lorenz said with reality TV. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think Tom Hanks or any of those people would answer Cam Newton's phone call. Maybe Oprah because they have that connection with Stedman.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that Stedman came to do a speaking engagement here in Charlotte, and he didn't have shoes. So Shane, Cam Newton's assistant, who we're friendly with, had to hook Stedman up with Cam's shoes, like a nice pair of shoes.
But then Stedman came by his camp afterwards.
We met him.
To say hi, yeah.
Brody Jenner.
No,
he's like a C-list.
Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner.
C-list to me.
No way is she C-list.
No. I'd say B.
Does she get a meeting with Trump?
Yeah.
Right. So wouldn't that make her higher on the list? That's like an A-list?
I mean, Trump wasn't on your list.
Trump's not taking, what's his name from, Mark McGrath.
Who's that?
The guy from, not Third Eye Blind.
What are you talking about?
I know.
You know Mark McGrath. He's the blonde guy.
Mark McGrath.
He hosted TV shows back in the day.
Oh, he looks like someone from a 90s show.
Yeah. What band was he in? I forget. What band was Mark McGrath in, Nicole?
Sugar Ray.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, he was the guy in Big Brother that I didn't know who he was. Okay.
I thought he was on Big Brother.
So you have him in a C.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. If not an E.
All right. Let's bang these out real quick.
Yeah,
Wendy Williams?
I don't think he's up there. Wendy?
I think she's a solid B.
Yeah.
Haley Baldwin.
To Bieber now, she's a B, but she would have been a C or a D before.
But if Bieber's an A and Haley Baldwin's with Bieber, doesn't that drag her up to an A?
If she was a C, the average is the B.
Barack Obama.
A. Everyone answers that phone call.
What about George Bush?
A. He's a former president. I think
you think all former presidents are A's? That's not bad.
Yeah, I can get with that. You respect the office. Yeah. You may disagree with them politically.
Yeah. I mean, hate it, like it or not, Trump was an A-list celebrity. He's going to be, for sure.
If George Bush called you, Lorenz, would you pick up the phone? Would you say, hey?
Somebody just vomited.
I'm not an A-list celebrity to make that choice.
Now, individually, I believe there's only one person in this crew that's an A-list celebrity, but when they're all together, they're an A-list celebrity. What show am I talking about on Netflix? Stranger Things.
The kids.
Millie Bobby Brown, definitely an A-list.
I think she's the star.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're all together, they are, but individually, like a lot of bands.
Yeah. The boys, they got to be together.
Yeah.
But I think Millie's on her own. I think she's in her own boat.
Play this game in the office.
Yeah.
See if you have your own formula It's a fun game. You'll get stuck doing it all day long. If you need help with the celebrities, we'll put them up on our website, kiss951.com. If you're not listening to the rap party on our podcast, we're going to tell you why you should in less than 10 minutes. Major controversy going on between show members here.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
So, we have a podcast called The Rap Party.
Yes, W-R-A-P, not like we're rapping lyrics, you know.
Yeah, not like the rap horn.
Not that rap, yeah.
So the rap party is basically where we break down conversations that we have on the radio here on Kiss 95.1. We go in a little more depth on the rap party and pick like two or three big things that happened during the week. And I think one of the things that we'll definitely talk about on today's rap party that you'll need to all download and go listen to this weekend, make an appointment, is the conversation that we had yesterday about how I supposedly lost Loren's baby cash.
Yes, well, you did.
I mean, you guys, the studio is torn apart. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for the conflict and the controversy to begin on the Rap Party podcast.
Yeah, because Manny wants to go farther into his story, which we didn't have time to do on the radio, but the, like, meat and potatoes of it, I mean...
He had your kid and he lost.
Yeah.
He lost your child. So make sure you go on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or the Kiss 95.1 app to get the Rap Party. Manny is going to go in depth and tell his side. But we did official court ruling on the show this week.
Well, and we also posted it up on our Instagram, and you better be following us. We follow back. Hopefully you guys are at the MRL show because you'll see clips of the show, things that you missed, and it was posted up. Are you Team Manny or Team Loren when it comes to the story that they told about Daily Cash? Mm-hmm. That was yesterday, 17 hours ago. There's not one Team Manny. There's not even, like, I understand Manny's side of
right,
it.
Right.
It's all Team Loren. And then one person said Team Roy, and he wasn't even on the team.
I think they were a fan of me because of my court ruling.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Of what I said. I heard the facts, and I wasn't even there, so I was an unbiased person. And I have to agree with Loren. You lost a child.
Brandon said, I could watch this clip nonstop over and over again. It never gets old. Love you guys and baby cash. Well, there is a little treat in this clip that you guys got to go check out at the MRL show.
Yeah, it's all the way to the end. Keep watching.
Oh, man. I mean,
do you want to get into your side of it again?
I will say this. Let me give you guys a little, do a little tease, as they say in the business. There was something I didn't say on the radio, and it's Loren's fault.
I can't wait to hear this because I'm pretty sure you called me a bad mom.
There might be something to that.
I'm just trying to do my best here, okay?
Oh, you're going to take that angle. That's good.
I don't know if she was trying to do her best for 2 hours that day.
Two hours?
I don't know. He felt like he was gone for 2 hours. What was he gone? 10 minutes? 2 minutes?
Okay.
Point being, check out the Rap Party podcast, and it's free, obviously, to download. Roy, where do people find it? Just on our do we upload that to our app?
It is on our app, but you can also get it on the kiss951.com. You can get it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can subscribe there. Any way you normally find podcasts, just type in the Rap Party or kiss951 and you can find it that way.
You know, in honor of Cash being here yesterday and people loving having him on the show, a lot of people say we need to call it the MRLC show. Right? Cash was here yesterday. Climbed on me and pooped. Thanks, Cash.
For losing him.
That's what he thinks about me as a sitter.
Yeah. Some spillage got onto the couch in the office.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you might want to burn that couch.
Yeah. You know what might be funny is we were talking about this off the air with someone else who said that they brought their kid to work. And their kid actually unplugged a whole bank of computers, like shut off the power supply, and everybody lost all their work. So we thought it would be funny for you guys to jump in on the conversation and tell us, what happened when you brought your kids to your job? What bad thing, crazy thing happened?
That's so funny. The kid playing with the button. 704-570-9595.
And it's hard to get mad because the kid's at work for a reason.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's not
it's
there.
It's not
for...
like we just decided to bring our kids to work one day.
Right. Yeah. The struggle is real. When you took your kid to work, did anything happen that caused some drama? 704-570-9595.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So, Loren's son Cash was in the building 2 days, yesterday and the day before he came after the show. and he got lost for a brief minute or two. But we found him. But we thought it would be funny to ask you guys to jump in on the conversation. What happened when you brought your kid to work? Was there a disaster?
704-570-9595. Megan from Greenville, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, Megan, are you okay? You sound like you're breathing heavy already.
I was just running into work.
Getting on time.
Speaking of work, do you ever take the kids to work? Or I guess mom took you to work, huh?
Yeah, mom definitely took me to work, and it was quite often, but this one time, I was really, really mischievous, and I was bored. So I went into the bathroom, took hand sanitizer, and put it on every single seat in the stall, and like 30 minutes later, her boss came out of the bathroom and was like, what the heck just happened? And so my mom had to explain that, and then I got in trouble. It was great.
I can't believe your mom had to come clean.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
Great.
I like the fact that Megan was in the men's room as well.
Great.
All of the bathrooms.
It was all of the stalls.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Meg. Have a great weekend. Yeah, Are you okay at work right now?
I'm good. I just clocked in, so we're all good.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm an account specialist at Adidas.
Oh, nice.
Taking calls.
Nicole got the Yeezys this morning, the Adidas Yeezys.
I don't know if she did. She's shaking her head. No, she didn't do it.
What? We had access.
You didn't get the white ones? Come on. That's what she was waiting for.
Friend, I would have bought some.
I would have, too.
Meg got hers yesterday. She's accounting for that today.
I really would have given you, we could have gotten them.
Thanks.
Yeah, I would have thrown money so you can get some.
We got distracted by breakfast. That was the problem.
How simple it is to get distracted. 704-570-9595. Few lines open. What happened when you brought the kids to work? Was there a disaster?
All right, let's talk to Matt and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
How you doing?
We're doing really well, bud.
All right, so I do construction, and this summer my son was off to school, and we had a little lag between daycare and summer camp, so I had to take my son one day in, and I have an office trailer, so I kind of locked him in there with the tablet, and it was a company tablet, and I said, here, you just watch some Netflix, and I'll come check on you every once in a while. So long story short, 8 hours later, I get a phone call from my administrator, and she said, hey, did you watch Netflix? I said, no, what are you talking about? Well, he ran up about 12 gigs of data because he turned the Wi-Fi off. After that, company-wide, we all had to bring our iPads in, and they swiped everything, took the App Store off, and now we have to go through them to get any kind of approved downloads.
Yeah, I would think so.
How old is your son, Matt?
He's five.
Mm-hmm. Your five-year-old is responsible for an entire change in the philosophy of the company.
But productivity's gone up 38%.
So really, he did some good.
Yeah, your boss is about to hire your five-year-old as your boss.
As a compliance manager, yeah, right?
There you go. Thanks, Matt. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Tiffany. Tiffany?
Yes.
In Albemarle?
Hey, yes. What happened when you took your kid to work?
So I'm a account specialist, office manager at a used car lot, and my little boy is 2.5. As I'm outside showing a car, he decided to pull his pants down and start peeing. And the customer was like, ma'am. I was like, oh, my God, country baby all the way.
He had to go.
You're potty training at that point. Yeah. Like, what do they want from you?
Well, I asked him, I'm like, son, you don't do that. He said, mama, mine had to go. I was like, okay.
So I just walked a little bit,
continued describing the car to the customer. I was like, sorry.
Thanks, Tiffany. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
You know, this all reminds me, I dated a girl briefly when I was in New Jersey, and she worked for Staples. So she had her corporate laptop, and she threw a party one night, and all my friends were there, and there was about 20 people, and we were on her laptop searching YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And my buddy's like, you got to find this YouTube video. It's called Man Rides a Buffalo, and there's like a whole song. It was crazy.
Okay.
So then we got showing other things, and like, I was like, oh, are you familiar with the band Pink Floyd and The Wizard of Oz? If you start the album The Dark Side of the Moon right on the third lion roar of The Wizard of Oz and mute The Wizard of Oz, the album goes like almost in sync to the movie.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And so, right. So I showed people that. Well, that was Saturday. Monday morning, I get a call from my girl I was dating, and she's crying. And she's like, what did you guys do? I was like, uh-oh, what happened? She goes, did you use my laptop to like Google and look things up? I'm going to HR right now. I got called in.
Oh, no.
Like red flag like crazy. She goes into HR and the HR director closes the door and goes, you got to tell me about this Pink Floyd thing. Like, listen, I know this happens at parties. People grab your laptop. Yeah. Next time, just put it away. But is that true? I spent all weekend because I got red flagged late Sunday, Saturday night, early Sunday morning. I was looking at it.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Good for HR people, not always, you know, writing everybody up.